Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Admiral Stockdale, a prisoner of war for something like 7.5 years. I mean, think about that.
Wow.
7.5 years as a prisoner of war. And he wrote a book, and he talks about, you know, how do you survive in being a prisoner of war? Because normally, of course, that's not the best living quarters, especially like in Vietnam and the things that were going on. Just to be be an admiral on with your troops was bad.
Yeah.
You can imagine being locked down. But either way, so what they noticed was the battle was not on the outside. The battle was on the inside. How do you survive in this whole thing of captivity? Because it's not like, okay, you serve 2.5 years as a POW, then you're released. I mean, this is, you don't know when it's going to end type thing that goes on, right? And so what they found out that it has to do with the mind. You know, we talk about that quite often, about the battle is in the mind. You know, we got to remember that the enemy wages war against the law of our mind, and that we take authority over our thoughts. But they noticed something that when they were in, you know, as a POW with other prisoners of war right there, was what was the attributes of the ones who could survive and the ones who didn't survive? And this is really interesting, but I can really see it. The longer I live, the more I can really see this. That the ones who had the most difficult time and the ones who didn't make it were the ones who were optimists. You know, the optimists, that they would always say things like, you know, it looks like this is what's about to happen, and, you know, this is going to happen, and then, you know, you're going to have gold, and that's not what they're saying, but you hear it now where people are going like, you know, then this is going to happen, and you're going to, you know, pennies from heaven are going to come down, and you're going to have the best job in town, and your family's going to serve God. And of course, that doesn't happen. And then over and over again, they would set themselves up for these disappointments. And they became defeated because they didn't have a long-term range, a long-term view. It was like, no matter what happens in this, that, you know, we're going to survive this. And then you need a long-term view. You have to understand, and truly, you know, what's been preached in America, a lot of things that have been preached is short-term, optimistic, you know, messages. And too, you got to admit it too, that's what the people demand.
Oh,
you know, because if you preach the truth straight from the words of God, our response quite often will be the same as what happened to Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a huge crowd around him and he taught the truth and they didn't think it was too optimistic.
No.
Because he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you can have any part of me. And everybody left except 12. And he even looked at them. He said, "What are you going to?" He didn't say, "Hey, please stay," and try to give some optimistic viewpoints, like, right, "It'll get better." He said, "What about you? You're going to leave too." That's what he said. And of course, he said, "You know, Jesus." Peter says, "Where else can I go? You got the keys to eternal life." Judas says, "There's money in this." Right?
Wow.
Right.
I guess I don't know what he said, but I know what he did. And so, you never want to confuse faith, that you'll win in the end, with the discipline you'll need to confront by the adversaries in your present day situation. I mean, things are going to happen, but you'll win in the end. We're not living for momentary glory. We're not living for a week. We're not living for a month. We're not living for a year. We're living for eternity. And that's that. And for us, that is the end. We win in the end. And so, you know, some things work out and some things don't work out. Sometimes they don't work out because we screwed it up. You know, we did something wrong. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
So he and
so Pat he says.
So we hear.
So he hears.
Now, we've all done those things, right? And then sometimes they don't work out because the people don't respond. It wasn't that you were wrong. It's not that you didn't hear God. It's the people, just like Nazareth to Jesus, they just said, no, we don't want anything to do with it. Mm-hmm. You cannot let those ups and downs. You have people, the harvest is plentiful, but the people who will come alongside you to help you gather the harvest, they're few. You can't let that get you down because there's no help. I'm seeing people that have labored for years, for decades, and they still just have a handful of people that might help them if everything goes right in their life. This is your individual story with God. This is your storyline. This is your vapor. This is your moment. God has a story and he's allowing us to be in it, but he is the subject of the story. It's about him. And we want to be able to play our role in there. And what they found out as prisoners of war is these people who would go, you know, start setting timelines. Like, okay, let's talk about 2 more weeks. Let's talk about 3 more weeks. And timelines come and timelines go. And this would defeat them. And it also would defeat others who heard them. And at the summit, you know, Rick Joyner was talking about how the Lord spoke to him about this, that people who set timelines are people with a religious spirit. They'll project, they'll look at you and measure you by timelines, and they themselves won't do anything because they don't see how, you know, it could be done in a certain timeline. Or if they do it and they start moving, they're defeated in a while because they had this timeline in their head that's going to happen by this time or that time. You know, we just recently had a situation where, you know, somebody had fallen into sin and we wanted to be able to help redeem them and cover them, you know, and bring them to a particular place. And that's what we're supposed to do, you know, restore each other in love. And, you know, some people say that it should be this long and that long and this time. And the truth is there is no timeline set in the Word of God. That it's just ever how it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it may, people, you know, may fall, and the pain of the fall may cause them to live the rest of their life in just this victorious way. And they realize that they don't ever want to do that again. Some other people, it could take them 10 years, 20 years. I mean, you don't know. But it wasn't a 10-year time frame. It just took that person that long to get it right. You know what I'm saying? And so if it takes somebody 10 years to get something right, don't have all this timeline all of a sudden. It's mm-hmm. like, everybody, you got to have 10 years. And it's like, mm-hmm. no, he was just a fool. It took him 10 years because he just finally agreed with God in 10 mm-hmm. years. But people, you know, this is what Rick Joyner was saying at the summit. The Lord had made known to him was, because you can't go, you can't look in the Word of God and say, there's timelines for this. It's not in the Word. You know, he just says, go and sin no more. Mm-hmm. He says, you know, drop your nets. I'll make you fishers of men. Get busy. This is what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was with them 3.5 years and he said, you got it. I'm out of here. And so you're saying, you need at least a good 4 years of this and 10 years of that. And it's like, no, you need to get busy. And you need to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. You need to get rightly related to the body. A disciple means we're following his word, not our word or doctrines of men. And we need to abide with him and begin to obey him. And sometimes God, you know, could not give you a release, you know, for 36 months or for 4 months and something. But it wasn't a time frame that was set. It's just something that God knows us and he knows when things are done. So we have to pay attention to what God's doing. Sad to say, it looks like this particular person didn't meet either one of those, you know, but that's exactly the word was. Because some people will immediately begin to judge something who are religious and say, well, you should have put a time frame on something. And it's like, no, you just got to watch. You just got to see. You got to hear from God, because every one of us, by the way, if you don't know this, every one of us are subject to fall. Every one of us can make a mistake. And he says, when you see your brother, you know, Galatians 6, who's fallen, you know, gently restore him. But be careful, lest you fall, mm-hmm. right?
You who are spiritual.
Yeah, and what's so cool about, and we're coming to an end of the summit and the Morning Star where they're at, they redeemed the Jim Baker's ministry and landed. The whole land is being redeemed, every bit of it. They're down to the last train depot is what's left to do in regards to funding. But everything else has been either transformed or is funded to be transformed. And God is about redemption. He is about redemption. And so we have to be careful and realize, let's just look at this thing in the long run. You know, we're going to go through some stuff, but don't let what we go through, you know, break our faith. He says, you know what? I'm going to have some ups and some downs, some things that I may cause, but there's grace for that. But some things is how people respond, or what the season, the economy, what's happening. But in the end, I fear the one who actually holds my heart, my soul, my life, and eternity in his hand. And that's, we all win with that end. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.